Developers in Jacksonville say they have to resort to some zoning gymnastics because the city code is too limited, and some city council members agree. Rewind to April of 2016. There's a protest on Oak Street in Riverside.
Bicycles over barstools! Bicycles over barstools!
Neighbors have gathered in front of a closed-down laundromat holding signs saying, "Stay out of my backyard." They're against the laundromat's rezoning as a developer wants to turn it into a restaurant. They say it'll bring too much traffic and noise to their street, that it doesn't belong across from their homes. But the lot was rezoned to what's called a planned unit development, or PUD, or PUD, which allows for mixed use, and developers get them all the time. They're the most common type of zoning in Jacksonville, totaling about 190 square miles. Residential developer Nate Day says he relies on them.
Of the last five or six we've done, all but one have been a PUD.
PUDs were originally intended to create mixed-use communities like the San Marcos Square area, a blend of businesses, restaurants, apartments, and single-family homes. But most PUDs these days, 94% of the ones created in the past 2.5 years, have been for single uses, like the neighborhood's Day is developing.
A lot of times, the current code doesn't allow for flexibility, and so the only way around it is to go to PUD in order to, you know, talk about flexibility both from what's being built as well as buffers, screenings, entry, you know, everything that would be sort of neighborhood concern.
PUDs allow developers to negotiate conditions that don't fit into other zoning categories, like having different size lots in a neighborhood.
So the code's real strict right now. It's, you know, in 10-foot increments as far as lot size. So if it's an RLD 60 zoning, your lot has to be 60 feet wide. And so you end up arguing over 10-foot increments.
He says the strict city code goes against what's sometimes popular, a mix of house sizes next to each other. And there's the fact the city allows all residential zones next to each other, so suburbs can pop up next to more rural areas without the buffers required in other parts of Florida. Day says he requests PUDs to put the conditions of those buffers in writing to keep neighbors happy.
So that it wouldn't be as maybe quote-unquote uncomplimentary.
At a recent Land Use and Zoning Committee meeting, there were 10 requests for PUD rezones. One developer wants to turn a vacant hotel into apartments. City planner Bruce Lewis read the terms.
Condition 3, pursuant to...
There are six of them.
The applicant shall provide a sidewalk along Cypress Green Drive adjacent to the subject.
Day estimates 90% of PUD agreements include common elements. Some sort of fencing, landscape buffers like big trees, or some traffic-related concessions. But he like all this to just be in city code because PUDs take up a lot of time and money.
A lot of it's legal expense. You know, it can be $25,000 to $100,000 just to, you know, go through that zoning process on a PUD.
It
is a lot.
Councilwoman Lori Boyer wants to fix this because it's also bad for the city.
PUDs have become the norm, and each one is unique. So it is next to impossible for our code compliance people to go out and adequately enforce the conditions of each PUD.
She says what ends up happening is neighbors are counting on a condition.
Might have been that particular landscape buffer would be maintained.
Or the hours a restaurant can stay open. But then 5 years later, nobody's enforcing it. Like Day, she wants to standardize and modernize the code, not just leave it up to negotiators.
In many places around the state, they have a lot more specificity about different widths and opacities of buffers. So how many plants or trees you have to have in it and how wide it has to be. And then you create a matrix.
The matrix would be a chart listing different lot sizes and uses and the required buffers between developments, all standardized. And for developers still requesting PUDs, Boyer wants more transparency about the terms they're requesting in detail.
That they specifically list what those are and the staff specifically renders an opinion on whether that's okay or not, so that the council's fully aware what they're doing when they grant that.
She and several other council members are working on legislation to tackle those concerns. They plan to meet again in about 3 weeks. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.